Today lunch when this was Chaim Luzer for Shai Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Israel Yisrael Menachem Rav Moshe Bishlus for Shalem Chaim Moshe Shiva Malkim Yibrocha Basar Malkim at Yitzchak Ben Fegudina and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simin Ayin Reish Hey, and we are up to Sif Beis. Okay, so the last thing we're talking about over here. That primarily that on Shabbos you cannot read to the light of the candle. So as we mentioned, this is not so negeah today. Actually not up to Sif Beis, up to the last Mishnah Brura in Sif Aleph. Actually, that's what we're up to. Not so negeah today because today we, for the most part, do not read to the Ohr HaNer. We use the lights that we have on. Lights we have on are not something that Shemayata generally applies to, because the Gezerah of Shemayata, just to understand the logic, the Gezerah of Shemayata is because during the week it's something you were very, very used to doing. So it's very easy that to forget yourself on Shabbos, you're reading something to be Yata the candle, Mata the candle, whatever the right word would be. But it would be very, because it would be second nature. That's what you do during the week. On our lights, we generally don't sit and do anything to make the lights brighter or not, leaving aside the fact that today most of the lights are not incandescent, so it's probably even less of a problem. The only thing that there is a Chazanish. The Chazanish held that there's a problem with Shemayata with lights, but pretty much we're not following the most. And when it comes to this particular point, then they don't follow the Chazanish. Most people. If you have a light with a dimmer on it, so there some would say that maybe there is a Shemayata problem. Lamaisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman, others say that we don't make new gezeris, right? So the gezerah was not made, but they still do right that if you do have that kind of light that during the week you do it, so therefore you might forget because it's second nature. Let me raise the light up and down. You should be careful to put a simon over there, to put something over it to make sure that you don't, by mistake, do that. Let's just see the last Sifkat and Dalet, which the Mechaber said that the Ner Shel Shava is possibly different than Ner Shel Shemin. Shemin is Shemayati. He did bring down yesterday that maybe there's this problem that you'll take the top of the wick off, which would be Kibuy, and maybe that's a problem, but that's why the Mechaber said that you should not do it. However, let's see Sif Katan Dalet. Vabach b'shemer shal kasev, the nahagi lahakul livdai kelim mitzitzis velikreis eitzel ner shal shava. If it's not an oil lamp, they would do it. V'hu adin eitzel ner shal chelav made from fats. V'atam, the bezele shayach shemayata, rak shemayimchait. Okay, we don't have, the only shayla we have is shemayimchait. The yimchait means taking off that coal that builds up on top of the candle. But shemayata is not shayach over here. So therefore he says, since it's so not shayach, although the Mechaber said the gzera extends to this too, since it's so not shayach, the gzera wasn't made. Now why are we less concerned about shema yimchot, meaning to remove that black stuff, than shema yata? The kiboy have a malacha she'en etzrucha legufa, v'lehav yisur daraisa v'chein kosav hataz. Now, we just to delve into this for a moment, he says, Kibuy is not a malacha shetzarech legufa. What does that mean? So there's two kinds of malachas we can do on Shabbos. One is that I actually need the malacha. What I'm doing, I need. So if I take a shovel and I dig out sand because I need the sand, my malacha that I'm doing is that I need the sand, and therefore I'm mamish, it's a malacha shetzarech legufa. The other one is that over here, right? Or let's go more closer to home to this case. If I'm putting out a fire that's burning a log, because I need coals, right? How do you make coals? You make coals by burning the wood to a certain extent. Okay, I'm not an expert making coals, but that's the general idea. So I'm putting out the fire because I want the coal. So that is a malacha shetzricha legufa. But if I'm doing kibuy by removing the black stuff on top of the candle, by doing that, I'm putting out the fire momentarily. I am not because I want to put out the fire. I just want to remove the black. So it's not a malacha shetzricha legufa. Therefore, they hold the whole thing would only fall into a A Darabanan, and since it's only Darabanan, they not made the Gzeira when it comes to Ner Shel Shava. However, you should be Machmer, the Yeshem, the Kibam, Malacha Daraisa. That goes into all Machlokes, the Rambam, and the other Rishayim, whether this Kibui, even if it's Kibui, that even if it's Ain, it's Rechalagufas, if it's considered Daraisa, therefore we should be Machmer, not to, we should be Machmer, according to this, not to read even to the light of a wax candle. However, okay, so we have this question when it comes to Ner Shel Shava, wax candle, if this Shemayata or not. Now, here is the punchline that's negated to us. When we call Makam nearly, the Beneris HaToivim Shalanu Shekarim Starin, I don't know what they were, but in their candles, certainly in the candles that we have today, Mutter leKreis lefneim leKuliyam. You can read to them. The loyshayach shemayata. The whole concept of shemayata does not exist in our candles. Rak b'davish adarka lahatas l'pam b'chol kadesh yid l'kiyafa. Only if it's the kind of candle, like an oil candle, that you would maybe bend it during the week in order to be able to read. But in our candles, not shayach. It's not going to burn less or more by bending it. Ubener starin, that was Yodua, the ain't sarach latia klal, la'olam, you don't have to do it. V'cholshkin lo shayach b'shem yimchad, you don't have to go ahead and take off that black stuff. The Eretz Salamite is very bright. The ain't sarach klal zeh. So l'maisa, our candles are even more, probably even better than the candles he, the Chafetz Chaim had then. Certainly in our candles, there is no shemayata. And there is no Shema Yechata that you're going to take off from it. And therefore, many of the Paiskim hold that besides the fact that generally we don't read to the, there's a couple of Tzerufim over here. Let's go with a case that we're at home Friday night. We set the timer wrong and the candle and the lights go out. The only light I have is the candle. So again, like I said, we don't Paskin over here, but just to understand the Shittas. Shema Yechata. The Gezer was made because during the week was standard to be Yata. It's certainly not standard to us because we don't light candles during the week in order to read. Number two, it's a wax candle, and the wax candles doesn't benefit from Shema Yata. So besides the fact it's not our nature or second nature to all of a sudden, if it's not light enough to bend the candle, because it's not something that we do all week. And on the contrary, if we're reading to a candle, it's almost like a reminder that it's Shabbos to us because we would not be reading to the candle if it wasn't Shabbos. So we have an automatic reminder. Shema Yata is not shaykh because we don't do it all week. So it's not like our second nature. On the wax candles, Shema Yata is not so negay anyway because it won't benefit the candle. So it's less likely to do it. And finally, that we might fix the wick is also not so negay to us because our wicks don't have this problem. So therefore, many hold that it would be okay in our case to be able to read to the candle. Of course, you should. If we're able, we'll see as we move along in this siman, there's other tzirufim that will matter even with the oil candle to be able to read to. So if you can combine some of those situations as well, then it would certainly become less and less of a problem. So let's see Sif Beis to start going into this. V'dafka echad. Says the Mechaber, this that I said, that you're not allowed to read to a candle, is when it's one individual alone reading to the candle. Aval Shnayim, when it comes to two, Koyrim B'Yachad, Shnayim, two people, Koyrim B'Yachad, are reading together. She'imba is okay. She'imba Echad Lahatis, because if one of them is going to go bend the candle, perish Lahatis and Nekash Yagia Shem Lipsil, so that the wick burns better. Yaskarani Chaveri. So if we're both sitting at the same Mishnah Brewer learning together, and you see me going to lean the candle, you're going to say, whoa, be careful at Shabbos. Now, this solution to be able to read to the candle has limitations. Says the Mechaber, v'hu shekarim b'idyan echad. It's only if we're reading the same thing. Sha'oz yashkiach echad mash yaskaver, because then naturally I'll watch what you're doing. Avo b'shnei yonim loy. So if I'm reading one thing and you're reading another thing, that doesn't help. The Ramah says even more, v'yashayim ed b'shnei svarim afilu b'idyan echad asa, that if we each have our own copy of a Mishnah Brura, it wouldn't help either. It only works if we're reading together. Ulechein asa loy mepiyutim b'leil yontem shechal liyis b'shabas b'seknesses v'chein nahagu, that when you would read the piyutim. Now, the piyutim that you would read on Yontif weren't stuff that you were familiar with. And since it wasn't stuff familiar with it, you'd have to be ma'ayin in it. And everybody had their own slicha, their own pamphlet. And therefore, you should not do it. Let's see the Mishnah. Shnayim karen, abel ein pilon. To pick out the lice, that doesn't help if two people are doing it. Unless you make up, I'm going to do it now and you watch me to make sure I don't bend the candle, and then you'll do it and I'll watch you. But at the same time, that doesn't help. That's not like reading. We're reading together. You're going to remind me, don't bend the candle. That's when it comes to reading. She milsa the mitzvah. This that he said that two people can do it. It's only if you're doing something that's a mitzvah. It's not if you're just reading something that's not a mitzvah. Can't cause I'm going to run. However, give a mashma shulchaylik as a disagrees and holds that even if it's a not a dvar mitzvah, two people reading together would solve this problem. Also, but if they're each reading something different, that doesn't work. Since we're reading two totally separate things, if we're learning together the same thing for one sefer, so you're going to be aware of what I'm doing, I'm going to be aware of what you're doing. We're reading two separate things, we won't be aware of each other. Therefore, that even those that are makel when it comes to a wax candle, when there's many people, you should not say the piyutim. Because sometimes they'll have wax candles in shul, sometimes oil. You have a problem. Why specifically the piyutim? Who adin azmiris shoyim b'shabes b'bayis? Im loy misharagel ksas b'hem. It was also be other zmiris that we only say on Shabbos unless you're familiar with them. If you want to sing a new zemer to the light of a candle, that one that you're not familiar with, you wouldn't be allowed to. Unless you appoint somebody to make sure that you're not doing it. The basic nes is perish. He's telling us that even if we get together in shul and we're reading something we're not familiar with, we have a concern of shemiyata. The individual alone, of course, is asa. Now, when it comes to other davening, not specific yontif piyutim, the regular davening, you are allowed to read through a candle. Same concept. You don't have to concentrate. You know the word. So therefore, we're not so concerned. You're going to lose yourself and bend the candle. As we'll see later on, when it's something that doesn't require a great iyun, it's okay. It's not a problem. Let's see Siv Gimel. Im yesh achi imay. If there's somebody else with you, if you're not reading, please, and this is what I said, this is, if you're stuck reading to a candle, you want to make sure you read all the shita, so have somebody else who said, listen, keep an eye, make sure I'm not yata. But who I did, it's not only just a stranger, your wife can serve this purpose as well. We'll see the Mishabur, what's the chiddush of the wife. You can't, if I'm in the room and I want to read to the candle and somebody's there with me, I can't just assume that he's going to watch me. I have to tell him. Even if you have 10 people in the room, but you have to appoint someone, you have to tell them, please keep an eye on me, then you're allowed to read. Le'ishtai, your wife can serve this purpose as well. You might think that when it comes to your wife, everybody's more relaxed, and therefore she's not going to be watching to make sure you don't do it. What we're saying is that if you tell your wife, or the wife tells the husband, keep an eye that I shouldn't bend the candle, that would suffice as well. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yetzer Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.